Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Let the word go forth.
Fool me once.
Are you fired up?
I'm not a crook.
Are you ready to go?
Shame on you.
It's Abe Lincoln's Top Hat, hosted by Ben Kissel.
Boom, we can't get fooled again.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here, hanging out with Fernando.
Hi, Ben.
And Travis Irvine.
Hello, Ben.
Thank you all so much for listening to the show. We have another fantastic episode for you. What an insane week it's been, and it's only Wednesday.
Lemon, it's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Woo!
For Alex Jones and Roger Stone. Did they share a woman? We're going to talk about it.
Oh, my God.
We also have a big bill that was passed by the Democratic Party, which we'll get into. Both of those stories have been overshadowed, however, by the FBI. Finally, conservatives in this country want to defund the feds.
Oh.
I love it. This Al Capone era the FBI is in is certainly making for a lot of hypocrisy and a lot of interesting conversation. We will obviously be discussing what happened this week when it comes to the National Archives using the FBI to go collect some goods that Donald Trump stole from the White House. We are going to talk about this in a nuanced way. Obviously, just from a outside perspective, holy crap.
Whoa, right. It was a bombshell.
It was insane.
Twitter almost broke.
A former FBI, a former president's house has been raided by the FBI, the beautiful Mar-a-Lago.
Oh.
You don't see that every frickin' day.
They never raided Calvin Coolidge's house, I'll tell you that much.
And dare I say, didn't have that in my 2022 bingo card.
Yeah, nowhere near it.
Absolutely. So we're going to break this down, the nuances. I don't want to sit here and pretend as if we love the FBI, the way that J. Edgar Hoover and all the other psychopaths.
What a great history.
Destroyed the civil rights era, destroyed and mutilated and brutalized anyone who had the audacity to demand rights that weren't being given to them, despite the fact our Constitution says we should all have equal rights under the law. That's not what got the Conservative Party upset when it comes to the FBI.
No, sir.
It's because they went and they sniffed around the toilets of one of their favorite fat fucks, Donald Trump. But we're going to break that down. But first, let's get into some lighter news. Well, I haven't actually seen his wife, so it might be heavier news. I really don't know.
Oh, no.
Alex Jones.
Yikes.
When the lawyers for Alex Jones sent over his entire phone,
as we covered on the last show,
to the opposing lawyers, again, the lawyers defending the parents of Sandy Hook victims, we found out some information that none of us wanted to know.
Oops.
Roger Stone, of course, he's close with Travis Irvine, and I want to hear your thoughts on the fact that Roger Stone received a sexy text from Alex Jones that was a picture of his naked-breasted wife. Now, on a serious note, we don't know if this was a consensual sharing of this photo. If not, it could be illegal on Alex Jones's part. However, we also know Roger Stone, and I'm just assuming Alex Jones, have a little bit of eyes wide shut activity going on every other month or so. Roger Stone, a notorious swinger.
Oh, yes. Of course, if you've seen the documentary Get Me Roger Stone, you'll know that in the 1990s, Roger was actually fired from the Bob Dole presidential campaign.
Bob Dole.
We can't have a guy like that on this campaign. He's a swinger. He's swinging too hard. Wait a minute. Look at those pictures. That's his wife. Bob Dole's, his pen's getting hard.
He really is. Bob Dole, again, he's a war hero to some degree, but there's something about surviving World War II that really messes with your penmanship. He just died,
yes,
by the way.
Bob
Dole, hell of a run.
That was a hell of a run. He even endorsed Trump before he died.
A different era for the Republican Party, obviously, again, as the frog slowly boils. We're seeing more and more supposed or previously thought of as rational Republicans supporting Donald Trump, including the aforementioned Bob Dole, a man who I can't exactly say was like hyperbolic.
No. And when Bob Dole ran against Bill Clinton in 96, Roger was on the campaign. Roger ended up getting fired because him and his wife were putting up ads featuring pictures of their bodies. Their faces were blurred out, but not too well.
Yeah.
This is back in the classified ads days, and they were seeking couples to hang out with.
And again, more power. Literally more power to you. You want to go swinging, you want to get the stone bone, have at it.
Right.
It's just a little bit humorous in the context of the Alex Jones situation.
Yes. Yes. And of course, in hindsight, with the Republicans in the 90s, they're all about them family values. Mm-hmm. Some of them still are, but again, as we're about to see with this, a lot of them keep a lot of secrets from the public.
As we learned from Pornhub, family values usually now entails people having sex with each other. Let's play Mark Bankston. Now, this dude's a lawyer. Again, he's the one defending the families for Sandy Hook, and this is him. He's actually on the Young Turks here, so we want to give them a little credit for that, for this interview. And let's just play this little sound here coming from Mark Bankston, the attorney who received this salacious photo.
Mr. Jones said that there was an intimate photo of his wife on the phone. That I can also confirm that's true. And I normally wouldn't talk about that in public, but there is a public interest angle into this, is that I'm a little concerned about it because that intimate photo was sent to Roger Stone. And I don't know if that was consensual. And if it wasn't consensual, and Mrs. Wolf Jones should know about that, and there might be something that needs to be done about that. Then again, it could be totally consensual. But when I see that, and I don't see any indication that it was, I'm concerned something might not be on the up and up with that. There are certainly laws in certain states about that.
Folks, the thing that's on the up and up, folks, is my cock. Hey, Roger, look at my wife's tits.
Hey, Roger.
Okay, current wife or ex-wife? What wife is it? Is it
clear?
Who knows? We're not sure.
It's some unlucky woman.
Yeah, either way, she's married to Alex Jones or was at some point. I mean, again, so the context, as we covered on the last show, Alex Jones's lawyers, they gave the opposing attorneys for the Sandy Hook parents too much material, perhaps on purpose to spark a mistrial, but instead what they did was not declare any of it privilege or, you know, any legal category whatsoever for 12 days, which means the attorneys for the Sandy Hook parents can now use all of it, and they can also talk publicly about all of it.
And I'm sure the parents for the Sandy Hook victims are thrilled
to
be able to look at the cooch that Alex Jones has been sniffing on. Come on.
Fuck, she's full of supplements. Don't you dare say that about my ex-wife or current wife's cooch.
1776, folks. This man is such a grifter. No one should ever take him seriously. The fact that he wants to be taken seriously and spreads lies the way that he did and does completely discredits him in every way. And if it does come out that he just randomly sent a nude that theoretically his wife sent him in confidence to a douchebag like Roger Stone.
Yikes.
What? This dude is almost 50.
Yeah.
This isn't like in high school. This is like, well, we have to call you into the office. This is really inappropriate. And perhaps even going further than that when it comes to the legality of something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're... This is just another example of just how trashy and how horrible these people are and what they say as they speak out of both sides of their mouth. As Irvine just said, with family values, gays are turning our kids into frogs. I got it all wrong, folks.
You're going to need some supplements.
Why do they think that everyone is a horrible, psychotic, sex fiend maniac? Because that's who they are.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're looking in the mirror. And they're yelling at themselves in the mirror. And then they take that act and they put it out there on their programs. I mean, Alex Jones even went on a tirade on his show, InfoWars,
talking about how the families have this picture, and he failed to mention that it was, again, his own lawyers
sending it.
Do you think they want to look at it?
It's like it wasn't a Perry Mason moment as much as a Rick Perry Mason moment.
Oops.
Because, buddy, you can't do that.
It is funny. Not that this is a good thing, but it is what it is. Sometimes yes. You might really, someone's a 10, right, to you.
Okay.
And then you find out, like, oh, they fucked Lumberg, like from Office Space, right? He's like, because he thought Lumberg was the boss that he hated, right. And then he couldn't stop fantasizing about the girl that he liked banging this boss that he hated. Of course, it turned out to be a different Lumberg.
Mm.
But there is something about people now seeing this woman that fucked Alex Jones, and for her, whether she be a 10 or not, like, if you find out on the third date, like, so who's your ex-husband? It was Alex Jones. I'd be like, wow.
Well, game changer.
You can't do that, man.
Game over, man.
The date's done.
Yeah.
She'll find herself somebody who really loves him, and I'm sure he'll be thrilled to be the second drafted quarterback.
Oh, boy.
That's been inside of that gal.
To Alex Jones. Well, we've all seen the pictures of Alex Jones with his shirt off.
Oh,
right?
He's buff.
You got the before, where he's all pale and fat, yeah. And then the after, where he's all tan and fat.
And fat, but strongman fat.
I'm going to space!
He has the perfect alpha body.
He looks sticky, but like slick. You know what I mean?
Like,
maybe they really are turning the people into frogs.
Absolutely. The one thing I would say about Alex Jones, like, why did his breed make it? Like all of us, we have our skills that would have lasted in the jungle. I would have been able to tear down a tree. And Fernando, you would have been able to say, oh, Ben, let's do that together. And I say, thank you.
I'll build traps.
Right. He's an engineer.
And then Travis Irvine. He's been a grifter since the caveman era.
Absolutely.
You'd be like, hey, it smells like fire. Are you guys eating anything over here?
Yeah.
And then now we're friends.
Yeah.
So that's how that works.
Great.
Alex Jones, he could survive he could survive any fall from any tree in the world.
Sure.
I just feel like he's got one of those bodies where like, ugh.
He'll just bounce right back up.
Well, but he doesn't bounce. It goes in, but then, you know.
I mean, don't forget, he also promised that he would eat his own neighbors if he had to.
I will eat my neighbors! Oh, I see you. I see you looking at me from over there, buddy. Your leg looks pretty good.
Roger Stone went from banging out some super hot chicks in the 90s and 80s with, again, a beautiful wife, and I'm not indicting anybody who does this activity, but now he's getting sent secret sex from Alex Jones that are pictures of his nude wife. You got to be like, if you're Roger Stone, like, what do you, like, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
What do you say?
I don't know. What am I
supposed to do with this information?
I don't know. I still wonder what Roger is telling the FBI or not telling the FBI these days. I mean, he had to have some type of plea deal going on, and if he sent his own buddy Alex Jones up the river, buddy, you can't do that, man.
Well, it will be an interesting thing what happens with Roger Stone the rest of his life, and of course, Alex Jones as well. Certainly, he is in financial ruin now that it will be around a $50 million settlement that he will be forced to pay or file for bankruptcy, and we'll see what happens. Of course, he's been basically... everyone's like, oh, he's deplatformed. He has a website.
InfoWars.com. Yeah.
You know, we've been deplatformed. We're not on YouTube. Every time we fucking post something on YouTube, it gets kicked off. Like, everyone, he's been shadow banned. It's like, no, they have really stupid rules, which is my Instagram is about to be shut off because I think I called somebody a witch. I was like, look at these bad witches.
Oh.
And then they're like, that's offensive.
Were they dressed as witches?
No, it was like a picture of Henry and I.
Oh.
There was another picture of Ed and I that they just continually took down. And I was just starting to think it was because of our look and
it's
our size. And I was like,
you're offensive, Ben. You're not supposed to be on there.
This is too many pictures of Puffin?
They didn't complain about that.
Oh, well, then that's
I think
the
that's
secret.
Right there. That's in the Instagram wheelhouse. Pictures of dogs work.
Great.
Anyway, well, speaking of... I guess dogs, why not? Democrats, let's talk about this. This is a big bill that was passed. The U.S. Senate passes major health tax and climate bill. Now, this is a big boost for the Democrats, theoretically. Kamala Harris.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
She broke the tie. It was a 50-50 tie in the Senate, obviously going down partisan lines. But before we get to the big FBI raid on old Donnie's toilets, Tell us a little bit about this, Travis.
Well, it was a big comprehensive bill. Obviously, the first version that the progressives wanted, I believe, was over $1 trillion bill last year. And Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema, they were not having
it. They couldn't have it.
But what's interesting is Manchin, like a good Democrat, you know, credit where credit's due, he went to Schumer, and they've been working on this deal pretty much for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
750-plus page reconciliation bill.
Ooh,
so the way the Democrats get this through the Senate with their 50-50 party line, you know, again, it's even split. And then you got Kamala, we did it, Joe Harris, breaking the tie with the 51st vote there as vice president. Reconciliation bills basically have a different rule to them.
So you don't need the 60 vote threshold.
If it just concerns budget and revenue, if it's not actually changing any laws, then the parliamentarian allows it to just move forward as a budget bill, and you just need a majority of votes. So
the compromise here is, as Travis just said, it was over $1 trillion last year. It is now $700 billion. This hopefully can move the needle in a positive direction for the Dems. At the very least, they did something.
Right.
This is what Biden said in a statement. If you want to read this in your best Joe Biden, Travis Irvine, a.k.a. Joe Pop, he's with us.
Listen here, Corn Pop. Today, Senate Democrats sided with American families over special interests. That's just George W. Bush.
That's George. They kind of blend together, to be honest.
All right, hold on, Rob.
You did learn from the Henry Zebrowski School of Impressions. So
I did.
Everything slowly just turns Polish.
Yes. Eventually, it just turns into Henry Zebrowski. Today, Senate Democrats sided with American families.
That's Bernie.
That's not Bernie.
Bernie would be more like this. Today, Democrats sided with American families over special interest, voting to lower the cost of prescription drugs, health insurance, and everyday energy costs, and reduce the deficit while making the wealthiest corporations finally pay their fair share.
Wow, Biden wants to thank you for that. You just helped him out a lot with the progressives. No, you sounded like Dennis Miller.
Oh,
is
yeah.
what it was.
All right. Well, Biden's about as nervous as Natalie Wood on a flatboat.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you,
that
Dennis.
Poor girl.
So nonetheless, for Joe Bob Biden, he spent a lot of time in the basement struggling with COVID or not struggling with it. He right. seems like he's fine, although he did just sign another COVID piece of legislation and coughed throughout the entire thing, which I thought was actually apropos. It almost made sense.
Good visual.
This is what Chuck Schumer had to say. Again, Chuck Schumer, I'm no massive fan whatsoever, but if this can help middle class Americans, I am in favor of it. And as we've talked about before, we do need clean energy in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting easier and easier and easier to afford. It is getting better in quality. Mm-hmm. I drive a Chevy Silverado. I'm a Silverado man.
Mm.
But as soon as clean cars, or at least cars that can have both the dualies with the little oil, with the gas, and some green energy sources, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, and this bill, again, has been a long time in the making, and it's got several moving parts, right? You do have the climate aspect of it. And what Manchin got out of this was more tax incentives for oil and coal and gas and the type of fossil fuel industries that he stands up for, whether it's the coal companies back in West Virginia or just the, again, multiple fossil fuel companies that are giving him a ton of cash.
And obviously, I know wherever there is cash, there is corruption, but I've said it before, in order to avoid foreign wars, we do have to be energy independent. And obviously, we want to limit oil. We want to make sure that our natural gas is being used wisely. Fracking, these conversations can definitely and should occur. When it comes to the Keystone Pipeline, I wasn't against the pipeline in its idea, but I was against where they were putting it.
Right.
Because they tend to put these pipelines in areas that are already economically devastated.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have a feeling where they don't maybe incentivize making sure that they don't effing leak all over the place and clean water sources. So there's a lot of issues. It's not about oil, perhaps, as much as it is about making sure that this shit doesn't pollute every damn thing that goes into our bodies?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, again, it's basically a compromise, right? It's giving something to the fossil fuel industry to continue to basically take advantage of the resources that we do have here in this country. It's opening up federal lands to drilling and things like that, which obviously a lot of environmentalists are not happy about. But then the compromise, again, is that you have billions and billions of funding to clean energy sources, and that is essentially the balance. So obviously some climate folks say this doesn't go far enough, that you're basically equaling out
the carbon emissions that you'll continue to do with the fossil fuels while also investing in clean energy. But a lot of people say this is better than nothing. It's farther than the U.S. has ever gone with a climate change policy ever before. And again, because it's got several moving parts, it, all of those tax incentives for clean energy or for the fossil fuel industry are all funded by basically closing tax loopholes and putting more money into the IRS to close tax loopholes for billionaires. You've got the corporate tax going up to 15% for any company that makes over $1 billion and so on and so forth. There were things that Kyrsten Sinema, because apparently she's supported mostly by hedge fund people.
Yeah.
She got a tax provision taken out that would have added $14 billion extra dollars into the government's coffers over the next 10 years, which would have taxed hedge fund earnings, basically. It's a discrepancy in terms of how hedge funds declare earnings. So it's very hyper-specific. But once she got that out and Manchin got his fossil fuel spending in there, then the bill was good to go.
And of course, let's not forget the people participating in insider trading. I'll just say Nancy Pelosi. Just because she's just the most obvious, but it happens all over people in the House and in the Senate. A lot of money got shifted around in the markets because of this. It is what it is. Again, we're looking at the brighter side of it.
Right.
But of course, in a compromise, there's always going to be some issues. Specifically, Republicans successfully stripping a provision that would cap insulin copays at $35 in private health insurance plans. And of course, for that, they cited budget rules, not the fact that they're in Big Pharma's pocket and really want people to die from diabetes.
And this is the other part of the many moving parts of the bill is healthcare. And this is where there's a lot of good things happening when it comes to Medicare in terms of what it covers, certain expensive medicines that it's now going to cap, basically. And of course, Medicare covers elderly people and the very, very poor people with disabilities and things like that. So you have a lot of reforms in terms of Medicare being allowed to negotiate prices. Mm-hmm. That's never happened before. Obviously, again, a compromise. They're not going to let it take place until 2026, which means four more years of Big Pharma basically controlling the prices, whether it's dealt with the government or in private areas. But again, they've moved the needle very far forward on a lot of different issues that Democrats have been talking about for a long time. So again, not perfect, but it feels like a win. And yeah, that insulin provision coming out, again, why would the Republicans do it? It was also a parliamentarian kind of ruling, though, that it changes policy. It doesn't necessarily just deal with budget or revenue. So that's why they were able to kind of tackle that. But I believe the Democrats have already said that they plan, because insulin provisions, I mean, Susan Collins was all for it. Capping insulin prices is a... it's a bipartisan issue, basically. And so I think they will get back to that later this fall.
And seven Republicans did vote with the Democrats on the insulin amendment. Bill Cassidy, John Kennedy, Susan Collins, Josh Hawley. He tells you how to be a man.
Wait a minute. What?
Cindy Hyde-Smith, Lisa Murkowski, and Dan Sullivan. When it comes to Raphael Warnock, that was his massive provision that he wanted to have in the bill. Again, that was ousted. It was bopped. That was the pus that left the pimple, because the Republicans just couldn't deal with affordable health care in any possible way. But again, if you are Warnock, if you are the Democratic Party, that is something that you can run on.
Oh, yeah.
As again, the midterms continue to heat up. So that is a big deal. Interesting legislation moving forward. And obviously, as we've said, it's good. It's bad, but I think overall it's a net positive.
Net positive for the Democrats going forward. They got something very big done. And again, this goes to the House now. It goes to the House this week on Friday. And then in theory, as long as they approve and there's not too many shenanigans happening there, it'll go to Joe Biden's desk. So there you go. It's, you know, again, it's one of those, that's how the sausage is made. You know, the meat and potatoes of the policy and federal legislation.
And the expectation is that it's going to pass in the House.
The expectation, yes, because the Democrats
better than
have,
they got the dang thing.
Right. But, you know, there could be some little
there's
changes.
There's always new machinations.
Yeah, and shenanigans again. But, you know, you don't have the filibuster in the House like you have in the Senate. So the fact that it was able to get through the Senate, and again, you know, these
Republicans who do support things, even if it's just seven of them supporting things like that. This all got through what they call a Votorama session on Saturday, where every senator is out there trying to get their amendments in there. Bernie, you know, we mentioned Bernie on the show. Mm-hmm. He tried to get several things, child tax credits back in there, things like that.
That's the thing. It is a centrist bill.
Yeah, because
for sure.
And that's what Schumer, anytime anything progressive came up, no one wanted to tinker with it because they've gotten it this far. And with Manchin signing off and Sinema signing off, it's just like, you know what, Dems, don't touch it.
Don't
get
mess
Kamala
with it.
In here. Pass it. Get it to the House. Get it to Joe. And we're done.
And there was something, again, when it comes to anyone listening right now that is more libertarian leaning, when you hear the budget, they already have our money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So just do something with it that could perhaps make a little bit of money in investing in clean and energy that's also a good job creator. There's a lot of potential trickle-down positive effects.
Right. And again, the taxes that they are increasing is corporate tax, bringing it back to 15%.
Which, my God, I can't believe it. You know what was such an...
It's only for companies that make over $1 billion.
Right.
So
it is so funny. I think a lot of people realized how crazy our tax system is with the billionaire
yes.
who won the lottery.
Yes.
$1.3 billion, and they not only, but they took home $430 million. So basically the lottery, even though it's bought with money that is already taxed,
right,
they just go in and they double dip. And the big winner was the IRS with the
$800 million.
Well, some people argue the big winner with this bill is the IRS because they put in enough funding. Mm-hmm. $73 billion with a B into the IRS, and that is to hire, I think, up to 80,000 more IRS workers. But they're going after tax cheats. They're going after closing tax loopholes. In theory, and again, this is in theory, they're going after these billionaires.
The companies,
And the companies who aren't paying their fair share. I mean, Joe Biden even said when he was talking about the bill that he's from Delaware, and plenty of corporations have their tax havens in Delaware, and he believes people should at least pay their fair share and pay a little bit more. But the big warning here is they're also going to start going after crypto, after Bitcoin, after Venmo charges. They're literally going to start cracking down on electric currencies and cryptocurrencies.
Well, don't nickel and dime the middle class.
Please. That would be a failure on the Democrats' part, obviously.
Absolutely.
So I have a question then. So, Travis, you said a lot of these provisions won't take place until 2026.
Well, some of them. It's different for everybody. The corporate tax goes into effect after this year, for example.
What stops, say, the next president, who's possibly Republican, from...
Yes.
Changing everything.
Oh, buddy, you just read my brain when I was reading that article. There's so many things in there.
But it's actually going through the House and the Senate. It's going to be voted on. This isn't an executive order that can just be erased.
Right. But you can also, just because you're giving these different agencies these tools, right, the IRS or, again, whoever is passing down the tax incentives for the Department of Energy, so on and so forth, depending on who is in charge of those agencies, who's the secretary of this, who's the secretary of that in the future, I'm sure they will all have their own different spin on it. I mean, another amendment that I believe one of the Republicans tried to get through was Langford from Oklahoma tried to get an extension of Title 42 into this bill.
Oh, right.
And everyone was like, no, we're not doing immigration right now, sir, from Oklahoma.
Langford, a man who proves that people in the Senate don't take adrenochrome because he looks as if he is dead. All right.
And even more so than Chuck Grassley. Somehow.
Chuck Grassley, again, he has to die this year. Most of our predictions have come true.
Pretty much.
I did say Chuck Grassley was going to die. I think it is the beginning of the beginning of the end. He did take to Twitter.
He did.
To talk about some of the most important things happening in our country, mainly that he can't go to his family reunion
yes.
because Chuck Schumer is making him go to work.
Right, exactly.
So I guess that's it. Here's the world's smallest violin.
Yeah.
Wow, what a slap in the face to everyone who has to go to work and miss family events.
Yeah, and Chuck Grassley has been in office since before Kennedy was president.
He's 88.
Yeah, so you know, if you want to go hang out with your family more.
Please go.
Just make retire. Thank you.
Go away, Chuck. God.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details.
Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, let's move on to the biggest story of the week.
Right, the only story that could overshadow this big victory for the Democrats is this thing.
Well, this is salacious, right? This has everything. You got the FBI, you have a former president.
Oh.
You have should they or shouldn't have they broken in or raided, rather, or exacted a search warrant into Mar-a-Lago at the behest of the National Archive. Now, National Archive, they have said that they have asked Donald Trump for the archives that he took from the White House upon leaving. Now, this is a bit of a gray area because Donald Trump, of course, as president at that time, has almost like a Pontius Pilate, the ability to say nothing is classified.
Right.
And did he do that? Did he not do that? Did he take the proper steps? Or did he just spit on the boxes and say declassified?
Right.
We just don't know. The one thing I want to point out, number one, before we get into this is sometimes entities you don't like still do things that may be good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use a football analogy. Oh. NFC North. That's my Green Bay Packers, right?
Okay.
The Green Bay Packers, it's the Detroit Lions, it's the Minnesota Vikings, and it's the Chicago Bears.
Mm.
Let's say the Packers and the Vikings are tied for the NFC North, right?
All right.
And the Vikings are playing the Bears.
Okay.
And I want the Bears to beat the Vikings because then the Packers get the NFC North. Now, I hate the Bears.
Yeah.
But in this case,
right,
I'm going to be rooting for them.
Oh.
Because I fucking hate the Vikings.
There you go.
And I want the Packers to win the NFC North. And I kind of feel like that in this situation, only if the FBI actually provides us with evidence and a rational reason for the raid. Because otherwise, this entire thing could blow up in their face and be absolutely horrendous. I am a little bit nervous for our country. Even Rachel Maddow, I did watch a little bit of MSNBC. I try not to consume too much television news because it warps the mind. But I do think that she said something appropriate when she said it's sad.
Mm.
It's sad that a former president had their house raided by the FBI. Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The fact that we're here, yeah, of course, when you hear the news, your initial knee-jerk reaction is, that dumb, dumpy fuck.
What an idiot. Sure.
I was talking with Henry about it before we did open lines on Sirius Radio, how I want to just throw tomatoes at him. I want to see Donald Trump in his white shorts that he wears for golf without a shirt on, and I want everyone to throw tomatoes on him and rotten food at him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the man needs to be in prison, but he needs to be publicly shamed on a regular basis, like every Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
But if they don't come up with anything, and this entire thing plays out to be hyper-political, and then the right is going to fundraise and fundraise and fundraise.
Oh my God.
The left is obviously going to use this as a fundraiser as well. But we already have people like the aforementioned. We've been talking about her, Miss Lake out of Arizona, the gubernatorial candidate now. This is going to be a boom for people like her, Finchman, Jim Jordan.
Oh, Jim Sweeten.
These people are going to be making a lot of money on this. And so to the FBI, I really just hope they... You got to come clean and you got to tell us what you got and you got to do it fast.
Yeah. Tell us what it was all about. I mean, obviously, again, as you said, it's linked to the fact that he took documents he shouldn't have taken.
But also, don't you think, like, out of all the Jan 6 stuff, out of all the stuff we know about him,
all the stuff,
you're like, oh, this is like a really serious librarian.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to get our book back.
Yeah. You took our book.
So.
And we need that back.
But what did you guys think when you heard it was the National Archive that was the reason because he took the 15 boxes out of the White House? What did you guys think?
I mean, like you said, when this story broke, everyone went bananas. Even Ice-T tweeted. I sent that one to you guys. And I was like, what? If Ice-T is tweeting about it, it's a big deal. And so this broke Twitter. It broke the news day.
It did.
Again, everything that we've just talked about is overshadowed by this entire story. But you're absolutely right, Ben. As clarity continues to evolve, and obviously in the waning hours after the news first broke, I mean, you just saw conservatives start to go nuts. Yes, I mean, Trump,
already sent out a fundraising email on this.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And to your point, Jim Jordan, all the acolytes, everyone's talking about how the Justice Department is now being weaponized. Now, we already know from the January 6th hearings, the committee hearings, that Trump was specifically using the Justice Department to go against people who stood up against him.
He put Whitaker in place. He put a lot of people in place that had no ability or history with said power.
Right, and he was sending people after elections officials. Yeah. I mean, he was that petty when it came down to it. Yes. So that's what's so fascinating now, to hear the Trump acolytes saying that the Justice Department is being weaponized against Trump. Mm. There's people straight up saying we have no country anymore. Our laws mean nothing. It's all very hyperbolic right now. But Ben, you and I talked on the phone last night. That's how serious we got about it. And when Steve Bannon went on Fox News,
bro,
this is a whole new level. Because don't forget, Steve Bannon is inspiring hundreds and hundreds of people to run for office all over the country for those small offices like we've been talking
Secretary
about.
Of
your school
State,
board, your Secretary of State. Yeah. These people will have big roles in terms of our elections and state by state, local, wherever it may be. And Steve Bannon is calling for Jim Jordan to become the next House Speaker. They're already going to throw Kevin McCarthy under the bus if the Republicans win in November. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about taking over the Judiciary Committee and basically taking the entire intelligence apparatus and shringing it down to its bare essentials, because that's how corrupt they feel it is. And that could be a very scary thing going forward.
Let's play this sound we got from DeVram from The Good Liars. This is Lauren Boebert. And I want to point out what you just said as well. Right now, obviously, the FBI did something that politically the right hates. So they're just going to, we got to get rid of the FBI. They would never get rid of the FBI, right?
Right. MTG tweeted, defund the FBI.
With an upside down American flag.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Thank you so much. Exactly. I love that you're in the House of Representatives doing that. Meanwhile, Colin Kaepernick took a knee and you couldn't fucking handle that whatsoever. But this is Lauren Boebert and this is what she had to say. But I just want to talk after this. What happens if the Trump wing wins? You know, you do get people like Finchman in Arizona, Secretary of State. Who are they going to fill this void with? It's going to be sycophants. It's going to be absolute, utter Trump loyalists who are brain dead, except for to power, almost like a zombie. Let's listen to Lauren Boebert.
You guys, I'm pissed. We are a nation of law and order, and this raid by the FBI on President Trump's home is totally un-American. This is Gestapo crap, and it will not stand.
All right, it's Gestapo crap, and Gestapo, as we know, there's a lot of, I'm blanking on the name now, flat chicken.
Oh.
Schnitzel. There's a lot of schnitzel in Gestapo crap. Oh. Going on with Candace Owens. Yeah, it was a long way to get there to derail the show. Sure, was it needed? Absolutely not. But hey, you know what? This is what you get. Candace Owens, she tweeted out, the FBI must be legally and formally dissolved. What happened to President Trump is positively stunning and a mark of unchecked government power. I no longer recognize the country I live in. Left or right, we must all come together to fight this evil. Is there a certain irony with the right now again saying defund the FBI, as the left was openly mocked by the right for saying defund the police?
Yeah.
Given again the militarization, the 1033 program, the fact that over policing happens on a rampant level, and as we know, many people die at the hand or the trigger of law enforcement all across this country. So there is just some, this is just a strange duality we're living in right now, huh?
Oh, big time. I mean, it's hypocrisy on a whole new level, just watching all of these conservatives say defund the FBI. Don't forget in 2016, when Jim Comey announced, again, late in October 2016, that they were reopening
the Hillary
investigation
Clinton
into Hillary's emails. They love the FBI.
They loved the FBI. And maybe, just maybe, James Comey, tall ass, cost Hillary the election, because what did the FBI do then? They didn't follow up with any evidence.
Right. They just were reopening it in nature.
If it does happen like that again, maybe we can come together and say, fuck it, let's gut it. But if not, then we do have to look into these allegations and wonder, should Donald Trump be able to run for president again?
Right. Well, and that's, Fernando, you had that point before the show about if he is found guilty of taking documents, he can't run, right?
He can no longer run for public office. That would bar him from running for public office.
And of course, that's what Steve Bannon was saying on Fox News last night when you and I were on the phone, Ben, about how this is a deliberate effort to make sure Donald Trump can't run in 2024 because they know he could win. And so they want to stop him this way. Again, is conjecture from Steve Bannon and several other conservative talking heads. We are not endorsing that theory on this show.
I don't know. I kind of am. Because, come on, guys, this guy has faced two
impeachments.
Mm-hmm. Two impeachments. He's literally on trial now for an insurrection. He's like a Dragon Ball Z character. Every time you almost kill him, he comes back stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Can you feed him after midnight? God damn it. Like, oh, no.
Think about everything Ben said basically scares me. Because think about how emboldened he will be if the FBI raided his home and found nothing. There will be no stopping him.
Right. Well, and we have this clip, too, from Alex Dershowitz that we could check out.
Well, let's play that in a second. Alan Dershowitz, of course, who is a scumbag in his own right. Although, if you do want to find a funny little video of the fella from Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David, and Alan Dershowitz fighting they were up in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And they fought in like a grocery store. It really was art meeting life.
Bum, bum, bum.
You also have people that are known grifters, known con people that were actively behind January 6th, like Representative Paul Gozer.
Oof.
Paul Gozer has come out and said, the FBI raid on Trump's home tells us one thing. Failure is not an option. We must destroy the FBI. We must save America. I stand with Donald J. Trump. Again, the strange bedfellows. If you told me that these tweets were coming from right-wing Republicans, I'd be like, well, have I been voting for them? But then you have to look at the full story, and they're only doing this for their own political reasons, and they're only doing this because they have some strange rationale for all the investigations. And that is, it's unprecedented. Donald Trump must be a victim because look at all these investigations. Mm. Or he is such a fucking liar and such a criminal that there's all these investigations.
Exactly. Unprecedented. I mean,
the right is put this in their mind where it's like, they're investigating him. He must be innocent.
Right. Yeah. And as Alan Dershowitz points out, they only do these raids as a last resort, you know, so that they don't go in unless they know they're going to find something.
So this is a clip from Newsmax. So obviously this is where Alan Dershowitz gets to go talk now.
Yes.
He used to be on CBS, ABC, all the shows, but then he hung out with Jeffrey Epstein and possibly raped a young girl. So now he has to be on Newsmax. So this is, again, this is the double-edged sword of what the FBI is playing with here.
Mm-hmm.
If this is a last resort, then we better get to that damn island very fast and figure out what the hell is in those documents. But let's play Alan Dershowitz kind of setting up how significant this is that the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I suspect it has to do with some investigations leading toward Donald Trump and some of his associates. But again, the law is clear. You don't engage in a raid unless you've exhausted all the other remedies, unless you believe that the person raided will destroy the evidence. Raids are not a first recourse in America. They're a last recourse.
Boom.
And so the government will have to show a court eventually that they exhausted all other possibilities, or they had a reasonable basis for believing that the evidence would be destroyed if it was sought in the normal legal course of events through subpoena. Raids are a last resort, but today, in many instances, it's being used as a first resort. The same thing is true. They're supposed to be last resorts. You write a letter to the lawyer saying, please show up in front of a judge. And that's the way it usually works. But in order to get on television, they have a lot of these raids where people are arrested, put in handcuffs, sometimes put in leg shackles, bailed, denied.
Oh.
Presumption still applies, but it's applied only in theory, but not in practice.
Now, I would say it has been a long time, right? If this investigation has been going on since
since he left.
Took these 15 boxes.
Right.
Again, it does sort of reek Hillary's emails. But if it has been going on that long and they have been asking.
They did. They asked repeatedly.
Yes, multiple times. And of course, Trump and his team said, we have totally cooperated and participated in everything that the National Archive wants. But then you see publicly how, like, no one shows up for hearings.
Right.
No one seems to give a shit about anything but themselves. So I would err on the side of they probably haven't given the information that the National Archive wants back to them. As a matter of fact, we have some evidence of flushing down documents in toilets. I mean, it's just stuff that you can't even make up. If you tried, you would say, this is not America. This is straight out of like Bullworth Part 4,
right,
where they've like cast some ridiculous, where they cast Michael Madsen to play Bullworth.
Right.
It is just so out of like insane land. And again, when the American people talk about the lack of faith in the American system and the American government, it's because we feel like we're being gaslit.
Right. Wow. Well,
and what's more gaslit lighting than this?
I mean, that's how...
Unless there's an actual damn fire.
Unless there's an actual fire. Absolutely. I mean, this, again, this was so unprecedented. Everyone's going to have their own spins on it, but until the FBI and the federal government comes forward and says, this is what we were looking for, and we either found it or we did not, that obviously will answer a lot of questions on all sides. But again, the damage could already be done, right? Because eventually...
What do you guys think about the timing? We were talking, or I was discussing this in my own brain with Jerry, my little beagle chihuahua.
Ah.
A year to date of the raid... 40 years, rather, I believe it was 40 years to the date, that was the day that Richard Nixon resigned.
That's right. We talked about that also.
Did that make it seem too political? Like, if you're the FBI, is that one of those things where it's like, we're not even looking at the calendar for any kind of historical relevance to this raid? Or does it just reek of, I don't know, partisanship?
Well, MSNBC hosts were very quick to point out Lawrence O'Donnell. Namely,
but they were saying it like it was a positive, right? Right. And then on the other side, they're like, see, it proves, because 40 years ago, Richard Nixon resigned. That just so happens to be the day they're going to raid a president, former president of the United States.
Right.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I mean, I don't know either. I mean, August 8th was the day that Richard Nixon resigned. It could be symbolic. It could only be that to the people that really hate Donald Trump. It's like you said, until the FBI kind of comes forward and the Justice Department says this is what we were looking for and this is why we did it now, again, because they had exhausted all other avenues. As Mr. Dershowitz said, it's a last resort, and it's supposed to be a last resort. So, you know, it's hard to say if this thing is going to be entirely political. I think it's going to be deemed as entirely political by both sides.
Well, of course, it's going to be seen as political from the outside, but the core is, what was the FBI thinking?
Mm-hmm. Why not both? Why not both?
Oh, like, well, that the FBI means, is supposed, like, to be, well, it's supposed to be an independent entity, right?
Right, but I mean, with everything happening, the reality is, hey, this guy, we've asked him for the documents repeatedly, mm-hmm. and you know, the FBI is being made a joke of at this point. The National Archives are being made a joke of.
I mean, it's the Write National him. Archives.
How dare you disrespect the Library of Congress?
It's where we keep our books.
Yeah.
According to retired FBI Special Agent Michael Tabman, he says the FBI likely has an informant within Trump's home.
Ooh.
So that's what he says. So that's
Ivanka.
Ivanka?
He threw her under the bus when she was like, I didn't like what happened on January 6th. He's like, she was always stupid.
So, oh, boy. It could be Jared, too. Jared was also a little insulted by the Donald. Or Bannon.
Bannon said he was going to beat the living hell out of him, which that would be a geriatric fight on par with Tim A going against the other kid from South Park. So Tabman says, I think somebody gave the FBI the information indicating that there were documents there that they were interested in. He explained, you got evidence that you need to get before it disappears or it moves. And you can't see it anymore. So perhaps there was an informant within Mar-a-Lago, which could literally be anybody.
Melania.
It
she
could
looks
be
like a spy.
Anybody.
She looks like a spy.
She looks like she fights Bullwinkle.
Oh,
he has the fucking
Moose and
Squirrel. Where is Moose and Squirrel? Yeah,
exactly.
Donald, please, we must kill Moose and Squirrel.
Fuck Christmas. Christmas.
Deutsch doesn't do this Christmas shit.
That was my favorite moment.
I love it.
That was the moment I related to her the most.
I was like, Melania's pretty cool.
This is what Tabman had to say. He says, I think somebody gave them information indicating that there were documents there, adding there are two hypothetical insider revelations. You have not been told the truth about their existence. You're not getting them unless you come get them.
Oh, come that, and get them.
Absolutely. So that's what he told the Daily Mail. He says, I think there was inside information. Call it an informant if you want. I believe either someone told them something or some other information was stumbled upon, which was kind of conclusive in their minds that they had to go now to get that or they're not going to get it. And again, the words that and it. What?
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 That's it? What? Well, and actually, Trump has a statement about everything as well.
Absolutely. And I know we have Donald Trump with us.
That was a very interesting thing to read, too, because he wasn't there. And this kind of leads to that informant idea. If Trump was there, oh my God, that would be a whole different sack of potatoes.
Well, do you also think they waited for him not to be there, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Because we also have to remember he is under
informant.
He is under constant Secret Service protection. Even if he's not at Mar-a-Lago, the Secret Service is still there. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, the FBI had to be like, ring, ring, hey, Secret Service, we're coming by. They let them in.
Yeah.
So it is an interesting turn of events when it comes to can he now trust his own Secret Service members? And again, when it comes to the comfortability of that man, it just does not seem to be on the uptick. His post-presidential life, in my personal opinion, has been a waking fucking nightmare. But Donald, I know you're here with us. What do you want to say about what happened at Mar-a-Lago this week?
These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. They even broke into my safe.
They took
pictures of my toilet.
Oh, no.
Don't sniff my special sniff salts. Those are mine.
Did Alex Jones ever send you a hot pic of his wife?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I put that in my safe, too.
It was just Alex Jones in a bra.
Oh, right.
Yep. So obviously,
the wrong photo.
Obviously, if you're Donald Trump and you're the Trump team, this was, I would assume, a surprise. Many people, again, would never have bet this was going to happen this past Friday. They'd be like, what's going to happen on Monday?
Right.
Because, again, 6 freaking years. The walls are closing in.
That's all we
heard.
The
Steele dossier. Mm-hmm.
That's all we heard.
Trump's going to get it. He's going to be in cuffs before you know it. I'm pretty desensitized to it now, which is why this action was like, oh, maybe. Action.
Maybe the walls are finally closing in. That's what Michael...
Unless they're not.
Unless they're not again. And that's the thing. Like Fernando said, the Teflon Don, man. Yeah. Nothing sticks. And he just keeps on sailing on through. He really is becoming like a frog person where he just hippity hops away. Michael Cohen, who of course went down for the Donald and then had to build up his character again.
Kind of.
And kind of turned against Donald in all those public hearings. He says the end is near. That the raid means the end is near. And obviously, all the MSNBC hosts are going to keep saying what they said the last six years.
Yeah, Michael Cohen, again, a grifter, a scumbag, the exact same thing as Avenatti, who was all over MSNBC against Strange Bedfellows. I don't play politics like that. If you're a scumbag, you're a scumbag. I don't really care if you kind of don't like the guy I don't like.
Right.
You're still an asshole.
Yeah.
And Michael Cohen only had his come to Jesus moment when he realized that he's a bitch.
Yeah, how fucked he was.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He doesn't care.
Right.
He would do the exact same thing again if he didn't get caught.
Right. But then there is the flip side of it where you have your Steve Bannons. Again, you have all the big Republicans, Trump acolytes calling for destroying the FBI. This is our one big chance. Mm. That's why Steve Bannon's saying vote, vote, vote in November. Because if the Republicans take the House and they kick Kevin McCarthy out of the speakership and they give that to Jim Jordan, then it's a whole new ball game. And then they could actually take action against the Justice Department.
In this binary world, then, does that mean that the Democratic candidates would have to support the FBI? Because I don't know if that's a political winner. That's not. Do they have to say, well, but it's like, no, I mean, COINTELPRO, the FBI's done a lot of really sketchy things. Is this even in the top 20? I don't know.
Right.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the FBI the CIA, they're known to do certain things that lead to corpses everywhere.
Yes, CIA, they lie, spy, and make people die.
That's what they do. So this is what Michael Cohen tweeted. He says, here's what Trump's attorneys should be telling him. Mm. When the FBI raids, all you do is prepare for jail. Certainly, that's what his attorneys told him.
Damn, wait a minute.
He tweeted a message along with the hashtag Karma Boomerang.
Oh my God,
these guys. I don't know. Buddy. And then he said the end is near. So again, we're talking to people who lie half the time and don't know if they're telling the truth the other half.
Right.
So can we trust anything that Michael Cohen says?
A boomerang comes back around.
Karma, he comes back around.
And Travis looked confused. I just wanted
No, I'm just like, why the hell is a lawyer tweeting that?
Karma. He's not a lawyer anymore.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he's been disbarred.
Yes, he's been disbarred. Exactly. As, of course, Bill Barr should also be disbarred. Anyone with the last name Barr should be disbarred.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Bernard Carrick, what's going on now as well is, if anyone was on social media, the ridiculous area of conversation that it is, hashtag Civil War was trending on Twitter.
Oh my God.
And I'm sure on Truth.
Okay.
A lot of people, like Bernard Carrick, are saying that the Democrats might now try to assassinate Trump.
What?
What?
So Bernard Carrick, we can actually play this sound here. Now, this is Bernard Carrick, a man who also spent a little bit of time in the pokey for corruption charges. This is
like
what
pokey.
He had to say when
like
it comes to, yes, exactly, when it comes to the left escalating violence against Donald Trump. And again, this is a conversation that's happening across our country now. I really don't think we're headed towards a civil war. I think there's way too much food, to be honest.
Right.
But let's play. Again, this is from Newsmax, the channel that, you know, offers a home for the people like Bernard Carrick.
Right.
If you remember back in 2016, when right before he got elected, I was in Washington, D.C. I was at a couple different social events, and I heard people talking. They said the Democrats want this guy so bad that they wouldn't put assassination behind it. And I'm going to tell you something. They've tried impeachment. They've tried another impeachment. They've tried one investigation after another. This is about one thing. This is about stopping him from running in 2024. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not into conspiracies. I'm not into anti-government rhetoric. This is the first time in my lifetime that I would say I am deathly afraid for Donald Trump. I would not put assassination behind these people.
Former NYPD Commissioner Bernard Carrick, again, a man who was a known felon and a man who, when he got out of prison, said, we need to reform those. But then since he's sort of forgotten about the people rotting in prison based upon many of his own policies.
Right.
It's always funny to me, the sentence, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, ... followed by, they're trying to kill him.
Right.
I don't know if that is the case. And I think if we've looked at most of the political violence over these past few years. The right seems to be the ones that have most of the guns. And of course, when it comes to verbiage, certainly the ones that seem to be promoting assassinations go to the man that actually lost in his primary when his ad was all about rhino hunting.
Oh, right.
He was going to kill Republicans. And he said, don't worry, there's no bag limit. So I, again, there's a lot of deflection.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of rhetoric that makes your brain hurt because you're like, I don't know if that is the right angle on this.
Right.
I mean, I remember burning effigies of Obama and burning effigies of Hillary
I remember
Clinton.
When you were doing that. We're like, Fernando, not in the studio.
Right.
He just did it the other day. And I'm like, he hasn't been president in 12
Obama's
years.
Obama's not even president anymore.
I remember seeing burning effigies.
Yes. Those did exist, though. Yes. You're absolutely right. I mean, that is how we got Donald Trump, right? The pendulum swung so far left that... God forbid, right?
These and it wasn't that far left.
It wasn't even that far left, but because these scared white people,
how dare we elect a black man?
They were so scared of the fact that we had elected the first black president in our history that the pendulum then swung right so hard that we got Donald Trump.
And again, this new form of right, which is a hodgepodge
not even
of bizarre political ideology and oftentimes made up in the mind of the voter. That's why when you look at the coalition of Trump, that he has created, you have some people who are like, I'm just a good old-fashioned fiscal conservative. I work in Wall Street. And then you have other people saying, I think JFK Jr. is going to make a great vice president.
Yay!
Is the end near? Don McLean, the man who sang and wrote the iconic song American Pie.
Oh.
He said he's worried that we're on a path to some kind of civil war. Oh, McLean said in a recent interview, we won't even say what those letters stand for. He also pointed out that he didn't like the polarized political environment with music like Cardi B's WAP. So I don't know what's going on with Tom McLean.
How is that political?
I don't know. She's talking about her wet ass pussy, which as we've talked about many times on last podcast and the left proper, that is when your ass sweats to the point where it drips to your vagina.
Oh.
He goes on to say, we won't even say what those letters stand for. Don McLean, they stand for wet ass pussy.
Wet.
You can say that. It's okay. But then he goes on to say, but that tells you something about the group of people who are producing the leaders that we have. Now that we've got an old man in office, Joe Biden, who's a stalwart and a throwback, but is he doing the bidding for that group?
We've lost Don McLean.
It's just, this is why I'm not talking after 65.
Right. That's good
He's
policy.
So upset with Cardi B's pop song about a wet-ass pussy. Who cares?
Right. I mean, back then, people probably looked at him and said, hey, you can't write a 9-minute song, sir. Where are we going to put that on the radio?
Cardi B calls Joe Biden, we did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe. We pissed off Don McLean.
It's just ridiculous. But again, I don't think that we are going to have a civil war.
No.
I really don't.
That'd be nice if we didn't.
I don't want one.
I love everybody in every state, and I got fans and friends everywhere.
We do.
I don't want this.
But this is just a fascinating, to just use the word fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
It's fascinating.
Turn of events.
Yes.
Something we have never seen before. And hopefully we never see again.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no.
Please.
It's just brutal out there. But we'll keep you up to date as we find out what the FBI gleaned from the search.
Mm-hmm.
How is this going to affect candidates? How is this going to affect the midterms?
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal. And you're correct, Fernando. Despite any intention from the FBI, which I don't infer anything, they're a strange, cold corporate entity is stale, and you know, it's just like the idea of like them viewing politics the way that we view politics. I think they're just a monolith, and their political view is the FBI,
right?
But if it doesn't bring us any evidence, if it doesn't bring us to any conclusions, and they just throw the meat back to us, and they say, you guys decide, like what Mueller did.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Lord, if you're going to do something this dramatic, you better have a very dramatic bunch of evidence to show us very soon.
Yeah, you got to hope that one of those 15 boxes wasn't Pandora's box and you just open up a whole new can of whoop ass that the Republicans are going to use as more
motivation in the November elections.
This is what Ron DeSantis tweeted. The raid on Mar-a-Lago is another escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies against the regime's political opponents. Will people like Hunter Biden get treated with kid gloves? Again, Hunter Biden is not the president. He's the son of a president. He's a spoiled bitch. Got it.
He has no political power. All doesn't good. Matter at all.
There's a lot
no
of problem. People. There's a guy on Fox News that yelled about Hunter Biden's laptop last night, too. What's their point with that? Just that the FBI didn't go after the laptop? I don't understand.
That's it. That's
okay,
it.
Great.
That's it.
He's again, doing bad stuff.
Oh.
As Travis alluded.
And, honestly, it looks like he's doing really fun stuff from the pictures I've seen.
As Travis alluded to earlier, the Hillary Clinton campaign was none too pleased with the feds either.
That's right. That's right. That's kind of the FBI's job. Piss everybody off and then don't explain.
You better explain. Well, we were going to play this clip of this really bullshit pastor, but we'll talk about it later. Basically, there's this dude, the Dore McAllen Church. He played a version of Hamilton they did a play for Hamilton.
They speaking stole, of the they stole it.
They weren't
they
allowed.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of the culture wars that we're going through, then he did this whole thing on how being gay is wrong, but he just put on a performance of Hamilton. So there's really nothing gayer than that, is there?
Right. So. Yeah. How do you try to make Hamilton less gay? It's like, come on, buddy. You can't do that,
you
man.
You can't do that. So these are the people that are out there, obviously, right now outside of Mar-a-Lago. Speaking of sycophants and people in the pews, there is a massive rally going on
right,
outside
of Mar-a-Lago.
There's a gathering.
Yep.
It's just like the Juggalos. Get your fago out, folks. Have a good time. And we'll see what happens. But
something.
We'll finish
something
up this conversation
happen.
Next week. Something or this later on this week. Something better happen. Because my God, what a crazy day yesterday. Yesterday was a day I felt like that was similar to January 6th, just in it's an immense importance.
Right, right, right.
And as we know with January 6th, that's been dragging on for a while.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it just can't continue to drag on. We need answers if you're going to do stuff like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely historic for a former president's home to be raided after their presidency. It would be wild if Merrick Garland just does a press conference and says, we got exactly what we were looking for. Hot nude photos of Alex Jones' wife. Here they are in print on gloss paper, folks. You seen it here first.
Hey, you give that back to me.
It was all entirely worth it. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. We'll get through all of this craziness together. We have no other choice.
And choice.
We'll be dead at some point. So, you know, we'll just try to have as much fun with us as possible. Okay, everyone. We'll be back later on this week. Thank you for listening. Hail yourselves. We'll talk to you soon.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.